101 per the four regulative principles, or you know, the four legs of the bull of Dharma, which they really represent. You know, I grew up in a society here in Sweden with certain customs historically engraved in our culture or by history. And one of them, as we went to an exhibition yesterday looking at a famous Swedish sculptor and painter from the 18th century, Sergil. And there was a whole room there with drawings and pictures he made, with people copulating in all kinds of interesting ways and drinking too much and vomiting. And I mean, very explicit motifs that he was dealing with there, which we thought was interesting. And in any case, they showed a piece of history, and one that still, you could say, lives, I would say, unnecessarily so, or I think it's should be outdated and giving way to some real human progress of consciousness, namely the, you know, the drinking of alcohol, getting drunk, and with all that this entails, including everything we saw in those pictures. And you know, if you look at it this way, we have a society, you and your friends, me and my friends, and here we are. Now, what do we do together? If we drink a lot of alcohol together, we do stupid things, we know that. And sometimes we fall over, and sometimes, you know, if it's enough much, and sometimes vomiting, and sometimes in very embarrassing situations, and making fools out of ourselves, and, you know, stealing each other's women or men, and copulating left and right, and hurting each other and ourselves. We all know, I mean, I grew up with that, saw it in my town, in the family. Our family, my father didn't have alcohol problems, my mother hardly drank, and they were sober people comparatively, but the way that most were, meaning that on Friday and Saturday they had their parties with their friends and died with his brothers and whatever, sitting down and drinking. And then sometimes becoming a bit stupid. And we kids, especially I and my sister, we lost respect for Dad because of this, I must confess. And so, I mean, we all know the social problems, family problems, especially if it goes further, drunk husbands beating their wives and vice versa. I mean, it's not just a male problem, of course, but that's one of them. So there you are in that situation. And if, you know, and then all this sex here and there and promiscuity, as they say, and we could take that just as some kind of moral value, that it's not good to, you know, lay around left and right, and you should get married and so on, and take your responsibility, which of course, again, it's, I'm just thinking about me and my friends and wherever I would live, and which I actually did, where we don't do that. it's not that, you know, that principle there. Sex is something you do when you love each other. Not just because you lust for the beauty and sexy shapes of a body. And it makes so much sense, but also creates peace and trust between people in a group, in a society. The guys don't have to, you know, always show off to their ladies how much superior they are to all the other guys who try to show the same and maybe snatch away the beautiful lady that this other guy got it together with. And you know, marriages, well, doesn't mean much nowadays anyway, so you can try anyway. I mean, this is the way it goes. And well, some like it, they say they're poly, whatever. And sex here, sex there. Of course, yeah, if you're all agreeing on it. So we, of course, choose the way we want to live. But in the ultimate sense, first of all, we should not do harm to each other or to ourselves, because then our lifestyle causes not happiness and joy, but suffering, which is stupid. So we're, you know, with two of those principles here already covered, and that's the way I want to see it. That these were very practical. These are very practical, social, good rules, you could say, or good customs, or culture. It's really about culture. And, you know, the gambling. Today we see that people become rich, not just by producing, by honest work, something, or services or products that people need and want and then can buy at an honest price. And, you know, there is a benign way of doing that business. And but then capitalism came, which now then turned into gambling on the stock market with papers. Maybe if I buy this, it will increase in value and I will make a lot of money. And then all the trickery involved. When there's gambling, there are always, you know, con people there. And all this, again, leading not to happiness and trust between people, but cheating and, but also actually it is very much about cheating, because the ones who make these lotteries and those slot machines, what do you call them, and all of that, the casinos, they of course know that they make money on it. It's just a matter of statistics. So, you know, that these kind of, these four legs of the bull, they're very beautifully illustrated that way, because they are important pillars of society, a dharmic society, a society based on knowledge of how the world works and how we work and how we then should live in order to be happy and healthy and keeping our planet, Mother Nature here, healthy, and each other. That's what it's about. So when I say Dharma, that's what I mean. And that's what Srila Prabhupada translated and commented in the Srimad Bhagavatam wrote about these things there in the first canto of the Bhagavatam. This is basically where I get it from. So, yeah, beautiful vision. And someone who came over from India wanting to share that, I would say, highly sophisticated and highly developed and wisely developed, I mean, very old culture. You find it in China, you find it in India, you find it in many of these cultures that are old and still standing and haven't just been erased and gobbled up by some modern materialistic subculture. I mean, Gandhi said that, you know, asked what he thought about in Western civilization. He said, yeah, it would be a good idea if they got some civilization to the West. And that's what we're talking about here, that these four principles, these four legs of the bull of Dharma, they are there for us to, you know, as good guidelines for us to follow. You follow these simple rules and your life will look much better. You will be happy, you'll be healthy, and your relationships to each other, social relationships between friends and, you know, citizens and countries will be smoother and more friendly and trustworthy, and you know, all that. It's quite obvious. You don't need to be a genius to understand this.